Welcome to the first sound clip for lecture 2. I'm now on page 2, so on page 2 of lecture 2. And you can see a plot you've already seen. It's the apple losses for during a year. Losses is then minus 100 times the returns. So it's a negative percent returns. And would you remember this graph illustrates two things? One is the block maxima method, and one is the peaks over thresholds method. And you remember from lecture one the block maxima method. That's what is illustrated in the blue rings. The first blue ring circles around the largest loss during the quarters four. The second blue ring circles around the largest loss quarter one. The third is the largest loss quarter two, and the third is the largest loss quarter three. And as you remember, in the block maxima method, what you wanted to do and what we'll want to do throughout is to get the distribution of losses. And in the block maxima method, you would typically be interested in the distribution of the maximum loss during a quarter in this setup. And the way we did it was that we assumed that the observations, the things in the blue rings, they were independent and identically distributed, IID, and they followed a generalized extreme value distribution. Then we estimated the parameters of the generalized extreme value distribution using data, and this gave us the distribution of the losses, which is the full measure of the risk. Now we'll turn again, still be staying on page two, on lecture two, is this second main method of statistical extreme value theory. That's the peaks over threshold method. And while, if you look at the bottom of the plot, the question that was answered by the block maxima method is how large is the risk of a big quarterly loss? Now we'll instead address primarily, one can go back and forth and there's more details to come later on, but basically the question answered by the peaks over threshold method, as we will use it here, is how large is the risk of a big loss tomorrow? And the way this works is that you decide somehow, we'll discuss that a lot, and you'll have to work with that a lot, of some large level, say that the percentage loss is larger than 2%. So that's a red horizontal line on the plot, and then we try to model all the observations which are above the level and forget about the other ones. So the idea again, we are interested in extreme losses, then we only use other extreme losses for prediction and for understanding. So the observations for the peaks over threshold methods would be the things in the red squares. And for convenience, this doesn't really matter. We will not look at the values of themselves, but we'll look at the distance from the red line. So we look at the size of the excesses, the observation minus 2%. So that's the height over the P, the height of the peaks over the thresholds. Okay, I'll now move to page 3. So I'm now looking at page 3 of lecture 2, and the modeling we'll do is to use, instead of the generalized extreme value distributions, then for the excesses, we'll instead use something called the generalized Pareto distribution. And on top of page 3, you can see its distribution function. So h of x, that's a probability that one of these excesses is less than or equal to x. And the formula is given there is 1 minus 1 plus gamma over sigma x to the power minus 1 over gamma. And again, we have the plus in the bottom of the parentheses. The plus means that if what you have inside of the parentheses is negative, then you just replace it by zero. It all by zero. And here we only have two parameters. That's a shape parameter gamma. It's just the same gamma actually as in the block maxima method. And there is a scale parameter sigma, which is related to the scale parameter in the generalized extreme value distribution. So this sigma, it tells you how wide the distribution is. The bigger the sigma, the wider the distribution. And if you look below the plot on page 3, then you see the density function of the generalized Bredow distribution. And as usual, you get the density by taking the derivative of the distribution function. So the density, little h of x, is just by definition the derivative with respect of x of capital H of x. And you do the derivation, it's completely straightforward. It's 1 over sigma, this equals 1 over sigma times 1 plus gamma over sigma x to the power minus 1 divided by gamma minus 1. And with a plus downstairs, as usual, to handle the cases when things in the parentheses is negative. And as for the generalized extreme value distribution, if you look further to the right in this plot, you can see that there's a special case when gamma equals zero, then the distribution is just an exponential distribution. So the density is 1 over sigma e to the minus x divided by sigma. So this is really the limit as gamma tends to zero of what you have to the left. So here we now have the density functions of the generalized Bredow distributions. And you can see them on the plot. You can see the gamma positive one. Then you can see again, it has heavier tails. There's more mass to the right of the plot. For gamma equals zero is in between case, and gamma less than zero, you can see in the plot here, it goes down to zero at 2.5, and after that there's no mass. But the interesting things for us is the case is gamma equals zero, the exponential distribution, and the case gamma bigger than zero, where you have risks of quite large losses. That's what typically the things which happen in finance. And all these distributions are bounded below zero because they are excesses, they have to be positive. You take a value above the level was 2 in the previous plot, and then you subtract 2, and then you get something positive. So the support of the distribution for gamma equals zero and gamma positive is zero to infinity. And that's said further down on page 3. If gamma is greater than or equal to zero, this is a case where we are interested in, the distribution has left endpoint zero and right endpoint infinity. If then the less interesting case, gamma equals zero, the distribution has left endpoint zero and right endpoint sigma over the absolute value of gamma. So one says that the distribution is heavy-tailed if gamma is positive, if gamma is strictly greater than zero. And exactly as for the generalized extreme value distribution, if gamma is strictly positive, then moments of order greater than 1 over gamma are infinite or don't exist, depending how you phrase it, just as for the generalized extreme value distribution. So, for example, if gamma equals a half, then moments greater than or equal to 2 or infinite, so the variance is infinite. If gamma is 1, then all, or smaller than 1, then also the mean doesn't exist. Okay, I'll go on with a new sound clip. I thought hopefully this makes finding a way around the sound clips easier. So, talk to you in a little while.